I've been in love with baseball since I was 4.
Today was supposed to be opening day of the 2020 Major League Baseball season. But like all of our sports, baseball is on hiatus. I talked to Tim Steele, managing editor of Coin.com and Coin6 baseball aficionado. We talk about his love for the game, the best baseball movies, and what he's already looking forward to when baseball returns. It's Thursday, March 26, 2020, and this is the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Howdy, Tim Steele. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I certainly have had better opening days, but more or less, I'm doing fine.
Did it feel like to you that a piece of Americana was missing today?
You know, I'm more of a realist in that I understood that there wasn't going to be an opening day today. And I'm also more of a baseball traditionalist in that I don't think baseball should start in March. I just don't. And I don't think it should be played in November either. Let's get a 154-game season, start it in April, and have the whole World Series wrapped up by mid-October and just be done with it. And this is coming from a guy who loves baseball. So for me, this being March 26th, it seemed a little early for opening day. All that being said, yes, I was looking forward to watching some baseball today. That is correct.
What's your first baseball memory?
I grew up in Detroit. And it's funny you ask, because I actually do remember this. I was with my aunt, and we were shopping in a department store called Hudson's, and they had a row of television on the wall, and I got to be like, I don't know, 4 or something. And there's this row of televisions playing baseball on TV. I don't know, it was like the game of the week or something. And I stood there mesmerized by both baseball and the fact that there's like 37 screens in front of me and they're all showing the same thing. It was amazing. And I remember that. I remember going to Tigers games as a kid. And so Tiger Stadium was an early focal point for me.
Do you remember the moment you fell in love with it? Is it the same moment?
You know, Probably. It's just one of those things, you know, when you're 4 years old and you see 37 screens all showing the same thing, it's kind of overwhelming. So that was a very vivid memory for me. And then as I got older and I played baseball a little bit, I was never really any good. I learned how to play it. I learned all about it and I learned the nuance of it. So for me, I'm the kind of guy who understands that it's not a slow game. It's a game that there is something going on every single pitch. And all you have to do to really get into it is to pay attention. But that's hard to do because it does tend to move slowly.
What's your best baseball memory?
Oh, that's easy. I was in the stands with my friend when the Tigers won the World Series on October 14th, 1984. And we were sitting in the upper deck in right field, which is where Kirk Gibson hit his home run off Goose Gossage of the San Diego Padres into the upper deck to pretty much clinch it. It was a home game, so they had 3 more outs to get. But that put the game really out of reach, and we were just going crazy. So that's an easy memory. I also saw a bunch of other games. That particular postseason, I saw them clinch the division, I saw them clinch the pennant, and I saw them clinch the World Series. So that was a pretty magical season.
Do you remember in a post-9/11 world how sports, and especially baseball, brought the country back to some extent?
I do. And in fact, that year it was the Yankees against the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series. And I hate the Yankees. But that year I was rooting for them, even though they ended up losing. I was rooting for them because it would have been like, okay, the Yankees won the World Series. We're back on track. It's okay. And I do think that is the one thing about sports in not just America, but around the world. It is the one thing that people can, regardless of political persuasions or outlook, they can talk. They can get along. They have something in common that they can share and talk about. And not having any sports at all right now because of the pandemic is really changing the way people interact and what they do. The other day, I watched MLB Network. I turned it on just to see what they were doing, and they're showing old classic games. Last night, I watched Randy Johnson pitch a perfect game against the Atlanta Braves. It doesn't have the same cachet as a new live game, but it was a diversion. And after what you and I do all day long, which is deal in the news of what is happening moment to moment to moment to moment in this pandemic, having a respite to go to sports or whatever it is necessary. For me, it's baseball. So, or old movies. I love old movies.
What's the best baseball movie?
Bull Durham, hands down. No question about it. There are so many right things about that movie, so there's no question. Although I do like The Natural. It kind of shows you that there's more than just the game. But the problem with the movie is they changed the ending of the book. In the book, Roy Hobbs strikes out. In the movie, he hits the home run.
I love Bull Durham. You mentioned two of my top three baseball movies that kind of rotate back and forth. If you figure Field of Dreams into the equation too, Tim Robbins was a horrendous pitcher in a movie. His form was terrible.
Yes. Yes, it was. And although I like Field of Dreams, and every time it's on, I watch it, it's not really a baseball movie.
It's a coming-of-age movie for a middle-aged man.
Correct. Correct.
We're only one day into this, but it is likely that we're not going to see baseball for some time, probably months or even longer. What do you think you're going to miss the most? You mentioned that respite. Baseball is kind of one of those things you use to take your mind off other things. What do you think, as time goes on, you're going to miss the most about baseball not being here?
A lot of things are sprints. Baseball is a marathon. It is a long 6 months, every day, every day, every day. And that's the beauty of it for me. It's the ebb and the flow. Now, like last year, for instance, the Washington Nationals got off to an absolutely horrible start, and everybody wrote them off. And then something happened, and because it's a long season and they do it every day, they managed to find their groove, and they ended up winning the World Series. So for me, I just like the ebb and flow. I like the rhythm of it. I live and die with the Detroit Tigers. More than the Tigers, though, it's the rhythm of baseball. It's the sound of baseball. I'll put a game on while I'm home and not really watch it or listen to it. It's just the soundtrack. It's the soundtrack of the summer for me. And that's the thing I'm going to miss. I don't see it coming back at least until after what would have been the All-Star break. And I think we may not see baseball at all this year. If they do get back and play baseball this year, whoever wins the quote-unquote World Series this year will have an asterisk attached to it. They'll be the pandemic champions or whatever. But it's okay. It's baseball, and they'll still take it.
Tim, do you see a scenario in which baseball doesn't come back?
Oh, no. Baseball, everything will come back eventually. It will. You know, in Field of Dreams, it's been the one constant. They will come, Ray. They will come because it's baseball. It has been here for more than 100 years, and it is woven into the fabric of America, and it is part of America. So is it going to come back? Sure. Is it going to come back quickly and easily by Easter? I don't think so. But, you know, who knows? I'm not an epidemiologist. I don't know. I'm just a guy who loves baseball.
Tim Steele, thank you very much. I love talking baseball with you.
Thank you very much for the offer, Ian Costello. This was an unexpected surprise, but I hope we do it again.
We will definitely do it again, and take care of yourself, buddy.
All right. See ya.
Also today, Oregon state officials released some of their most dire analysis yet of the coronavirus pandemic, saying they project cases to begin to surge this week and that the supplies for medical professionals are running dangerously low. Washington Governor Jay Inslee said his residents need to be prepared for restrictions on personal movement to be extended for potentially a much longer period of time. And unemployment claims in both Oregon and Washington soared this week. Both states saw historic numbers of applicants seeking assistance. I'm Ian Costello for the COIN Podcast Network. Stay safe, stay home if you can, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.